Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is important to forgive ourselves for the mistakes and sins we have committed and to accept ourselves as we are, because that is how God himself loves us. And if someone believes that God is to blame for his evils, he must also, in a sense, forgive God and be reconciled to him. If you are one of those who are still oppressed by resentment or the desire for revenge, or if you know someone who is suffering from being unable to forgive, please consider sharing this video and tell that person that God, as a loving father, is waiting for him to free him and make him feel his love, because if he does not forgive, he is destroying himself. Forgiveness frees us from all kinds of bondages we may have. Forgiveness is the first step of healing for any spiritual and physical ties. Love heals you, but hatred makes you sick and destroys you. So give yourself the opportunity to forgive, or the joy of making someone able to forgive and love instead of hate. St. John of the Cross said, "Where there is no love, sow love, and you will reap love." In order to easily understand the need to forgive and realize that forgiveness brings us peace, health, and joy, we will use examples. The joy of forgiveness, which God gives us when we forgive, is priceless, while sadness, which produces hatred and resentment, makes life bitter and makes us die alive. Forgiveness is a necessity to live in peace with ourselves and with others. If we do not forgive, we are exposing ourselves to certain illnesses produced by resentment. For example, a high number of divorcees, especially women, continue to breed a lot of resentment towards their ex-spouse, even after years of separation. And the stress caused by this resentment, in some cases, affects the immune system, and thus can explain certain diseases such as arthritis, diabetes, arteriosclerosis, cardiovascular diseases. Not wanting to forgive is to remain anchored in the past so that life can no longer run its normal course. And we wear ourselves out physically and psychologically with so much energy wasted uselessly in hating and in the tension that it produces in us. Many times we think that in order to forgive, we must feel something positive inside of us to be able to forgive from the heart. But to truly forgive, it is not necessary to feel something beautiful within us. It is only to have the will to do so, even if we still have negative feelings and feel rejection toward those who have hurt us. To forgive is a decision of the will, and we can and must make this decision to prevent hatred and resentment from destroying our lives. Of course, many times it is very difficult to forgive someone who has done a lot of harm to us or our family members. Humanly, it seems impossible. For this reason, Jesus himself already warned us that without me, you can do nothing. Instead, we can say with faith, like St. Paul, "There is nothing I cannot do in the one who strengthens me." Jesus tells us that we must always forgive, up to 70 times 7. And then Jesus explains the parable of the man who owed his Lord 10,000 talents, an extremely large amount, and since he could not pay him, the Lord forgave him all his debt. And this one who has been forgiven, seeing his companion who owed him the small amount of 100 denarii, puts him in jail until he pays him. Then the Lord calls the one who had been forgiven and says, "I forgave you your debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you have compassion on your companion as I did on you?" Then the Lord, irritated, handed him over to the torturers until he paid all the debt. And Jesus adds, "And that is how my heavenly Father will deal with you unless you each forgive your brother from your heart." Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. There are many people who resent God and believe that many of the bad things that happen to them are punishment from God. They have a wrong idea of God because they believe that God is a punishing God, and therefore, when they do not find valid reasons to understand what is happening to them, they think that it is God who punishes them. They say that God is bad because he does not answer their prayers or because he allows innocent children to suffer and die. If they have an accident without anyone apparently to blame, they blame God. And the same if they acquire an illness unexpectedly or if a loved one dies. And some people think the same thing about those who are born with a physical defect or limitation. So who are they blaming? Just God. In many cases, we also believe this because perhaps since we were little, we have heard our parents tell us, if you don't eat your food, God is going to punish you. If you don't behave, God is going to send you to hell, and so on. In this way, we acquire the idea that God punishes sins, and since we are sinners and do bad things, we see it as normal for God to punish us. There are women who do not forgive themselves for different circumstances and think that everything bad that happens to them is punishment from God, thinking that they deserve it. They consider that their sin is not forgiven by God and they are cruel to themselves, developing a strong guilt complex. But they are very wrong. God is a loving Father who always forgives us and who will be very happy to forgive us if we humbly ask for His forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. They cannot understand that God is not vengeful and that God wants to forgive. God does not want to punish. God is incapable of revenge. But we must forgive Him if we believe, even wrongly, that He is to blame for all our bad circumstances or that He has punished us unjustly. By forgiving Him from the heart, we will free ourselves from the weight of our resentment towards Him, and we will be able to get closer to loving Him as true children who love their Father, their God. Let's look at some examples. A mother tragically lost a son, and God healed her heart after she asked God for forgiveness. She had resentment towards God for allowing her son to die. God gave her a vision of Jesus and her son walking hand in hand together. Her son was complete and perfect. The terrible effects of the burns had worn off. In her vision of heaven, she saw beautiful trees with greenery beyond description, beautiful flowers, and sparkling crystal blue water. God healed her heart and healed the painful memories of that horrible accident. He also healed the painful memories of the 8-year-old little sister who had seen her brother when he was in the accident. Another example, God healed a woman whose mother died of cancer. The woman had run over a child by accident. The woman went to confession in the sacrament of reconciliation and then asked the priest to pray for her, and God healed her painful memories. In this way, the woman was able to forgive God for allowing her mother to die of cancer. The woman forgave herself for having run over that child, and God healed her heart. There was a young priest who went to pray for another person who had died in an accident due to driving while intoxicated. When the priest came to the house and the wife saw him, she began to scream desperately, saying that she did not believe in God because all her life she had been praying for her husband and God had not heard her. The priest tried to calm her down, but he realized that the lady was really angry with God. The woman felt disappointed, as if God had failed her. The priest, after praying so much for the husband and observing the wife, who was already calmer, helped her to reflect that she had been carried away by her despair. The priest helped her to ask God for forgiveness for all the offensive words that she repented of, and in this way, she could have peace in her heart. God has created us out of love and to love. The meaning of our life is to love. Therefore, hatred is exactly the opposite of love. To hate is to anchor ourselves in the past and not want to advance or grow along the path that God has traced for us, the path of love. Without forgiveness, there can be no love, and God cannot hear our prayers. When we don't forgive everyone, ourselves, and God, we start to see the reality of this world from a wounded perspective. Jesus himself told us many times, "Anyone who says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother is a liar." 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. "Whoever does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you are well aware that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him." 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. "But whoever hates his brother is in darkness and is walking about in darkness, not knowing where he is going, because darkness has blinded him." 1 John chapter 2, verse 11. We wish you the best, a life full of love, peace, and joy in the Lord. May you enjoy the joy of forgiveness and be humble also to ask for forgiveness when you have offended your brothers and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.